This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Dove. You use all the right skincare products for your face, but your body has been missing out. With new Dove Serum Body Wash, you can give your body the vitamin C glow it's been wanting, the hydration boost it's been craving, and the active skincare ingredients it deserves. It's time for your body care era. New Dove Serum Body Wash. Get Dove or get FOMO.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Smart TV with me, Kellyanne Taylor, and the lovely, albeit a tiny bit unwell, Caroline Frost.
Ah, hello. Nice to be here.
Caroline, we've got quite a treat for people this week. We've got some drama, some factual, some entertainment, as well as a listener recommendation. But kick us off, first and foremost, with your drama.
Rightio. Well, I think this is my favourite show of the year so far. Big words, I know, but this is Archie. Now, this is the story of Archibald Leach, who became Cary Grant, the world's most elegant, desirable, handsome, sang-froid, witty Hollywood star. A shorthand for debonair, but it wasn't always like that. And what this very engrossing biopic drama, four episodes, explores is just what he went through to become Cary Grant. It's very moving in parts. And I have to say, Jason Isaacs, who people will know from Harry Potter, perhaps The West Wing, other bits and bobs, he totally disappears into Cary Grant. It's spectacular. I wouldn't say I recognise Cary Grant, but Jason Isaacs definitely leaves the station. So it's a moving thing, and also it sums up the glamour of a bygone age of Hollywood, that lovely kind of sunny glow that all the studios seem to have in the mid-50s and 60s. So really enjoy it. Come for the scenery and stay for the moving story. It might just surprise you as well.
So where can listeners find that?
So that will be available on ITVX from Thursday.
So I have, for all Doctor Who fans, of which there are many, Doctor Who Night on BBC Four from 7:30 p.m. on Thursday. So Thursday marks 60 years since Doctor Who first appeared on our screens. It's been a long time, and it still remains a TV show that is at the very heart of British television.
Who's your doctor? Everyone has
my doctor.
My
doctor is David Tennant.
Oh, yes.
I started with Christopher Eccleston, but David Tennant stole my heart with the whole Rose through line.
Yes, I think he is given a lot of credit for restoring the faith.
Who's yours?
Well, I guess back in the day, the last days of Tom Baker, who is still, for many, many people, just the ultimate doctor. But it's fascinating that it's evolved.
Yeah. Well, so what I didn't know is, so this night starts with a new edition of The Daleks, which I believe was the second episode ever to be aired. And what they've done is they've brought colour to it, and the soundtrack has been enhanced. I always think it riles certain people when changes are made, but perhaps this will be for the best. It's followed at 8:45 by An Adventure in Space and Time, which is Mark Gatiss's kind of heartfelt drama summer looking at the origins of Doctor Who.
Yeah, behind the scenes. I love it when the BBC does the BBC. You know, we go back into the old corridors.
Exactly, exactly.
And the little offices, ties and seam stockings on secretaries, as it should be. Why isn't it like this anymore?
Well, exactly. And I think it's kind of nostalgia-inducing. And this is the whole point of this evening, I think. For Doctor Who lovers, you can whet your appetite with this Doctor Who night, BBC Four, from 7:30 p.m. on Thursday. Just a reminder for those who may have missed it, we had David Tennant and Freema Agyeman on the Radio Times podcast, two separate episodes, which you can listen to by scrolling back through our feed. Now, Caroline, tell me about the third drama of the day.
All right, third and final. This is Boat Story, coming up in what I call the Blue Riband slot, the Sunday 9 p.m. BBC One. So if you can't get a hit out of being given that slot, frankly, there's something wrong. I think this will be a hit because it comes with a great pedigree. If I tell you, it's written and co-directed by Jack and Harry Williams brothers. So they are the people behind The Missing and The Tourist. So they have form, and it's a similarly mischievous, slightly black, slightly comedic, caperish mystery. The two stars are Daisy Haggard, people will know from Breeders and Back to Life, and Patterson Joseph, I guess, best known for Casualty, although he's popped up in loads of things and he's been on the stage as well. And basically, they're two hard-up strangers. And they come across, would you believe it, a whole stash of cocaine on a boat and worth a total fortune. And they agree to sell it and split the proceeds. But of course, life isn't that simple. So you get the police, you get the masked hitmen. And then you get, I think this is the curveball, you get the tailor, a gangster, who is played by Checky Cario, who, you may ask, Julien Baptiste from The Missing. So always the good guy on British screens until now.
Ooh.
So see what you think. I'd say settle in. There's nothing new. I wouldn't say it's novel. It's a bit caperish as well, which I'm not sure suits some of the violence and the mystery. But perhaps they're sort of trying something a bit new. So see what you think. I enjoyed the first episode. I'll definitely be back for more. But do write in and let us know what you think of Boat Story, good or bad. Thumbs up or down, gladiatorial style.
Well, I have a factual programme that I knew the story of, but I think will be new to a lot of people. This is called David Holmes, The Boy Who Lived, Saturday, 9 p.m. on Sky Documentaries. So this is the story of David Holmes, who was a keen gymnast before he landed his dream job as Daniel Radcliffe's stunt double on the Potter films. So he was a young boy picked from a pool of incredible gymnasts, and just his life 180'd. And the first half of this documentary paints a picture of just how fantastic it was to have been involved with the films. But we have a sense of foreboding throughout the entire documentary because David, who is a talking head in this doc, is in a wheelchair. And what we find out and what this unpicks and unpacks is the 2009 story where a simple jerkback stunt went wrong and he broke his neck and became paralysed. It's taken obviously a very long time for him to come forward and to feel comfortable to tell his story. I mean, Potter fans will have known about the event, but not really heard it from his story. And what it is, it's not only moving, but I think it's a testament to his mindset and this sense of resilience that he has, which, you know, it couldn't have been easy to adopt that mindset, but what comes is a really moving documentary. And Daniel Radcliffe and David Holmes are still to this day really, really good friends.
Aww.
So he also takes a part in it. So I think it's good for Potter fans, but it's also good for, you know, a story about resilience and just one moment that goes wrong and the impact of that over a lifetime. So that's David Holmes, The Boy Who Lived, Saturday, 9 p.m. on Sky Docs.
Goodness me. What's next?
So we have the return. This is, you know, one of our classic public service announcements. It's I'm a Celebrity beginning on Sunday at 9 p.m. on ITV1.
Right.
It will be back to back from them. What we have discovered since the Radio Times went to print is the lineup for this season. So we've got the likes of Jamie Lynn Spears, that's Britney Spears' sister, Grace Dent, who was on the Radio Times podcast recently, Sam Thompson of Made in Chelsea fame, and of course, what everyone's talking about, Nigel Farage. Rumours have had it that he's been paid 1.1 million to go on the show, the most that the show's ever seen. But what amazes me about I'm a Celeb is a lot of the shows, you know, a lot of the talent shows seem to have kind of, you know, celebrities that perhaps most of us aren't familiar with. Whereas I'm a Celebrity seems to book big names every time.
Oh, well, they've just got a massive bulging checkbook, haven't they? It really is still the blue riband reality show, I think. And ITV put a lot of resources into it. Anton Deck, for example, the budget, the location, the stunts, all of it. Plus, of course, these hugely paid guests, whether they're worth it or not. Well, I guess the audience numbers will pay testament to that. Nigel Farage or Matt Hancock, who would you rather see with a load of gremlins and crawlies and creepies all over them? I'm not sure. I think it's a very, very thin line between the two. Matt Hancock didn't seem to do himself much harm. I think Nigel Farage is a more charismatic character. He's always proven that he's able to get the public on side. Doesn't he have something called the talking pint instead of the talking point now on his GB News channel? Anyway, it will be fascinating to see how people in the jungle respond to him, put him on the spot, whether big political chats will come up or whether he'll just be able to charm them and hold court. So watch this space. I'm sure we'll talk about it again in weeks to come.
Yeah, do let us know if you're watching I'm a Celeb and what you think. I'm definitely going to dip my toe. Let's see if I'll be staying. Now, to take it to a listener recommendation, we love it when you write in, so please do let us know what you're watching, how you're finding it, how you're finding our recommendations, and you can email us at podcast@radiotimes.com. Now, so this listener, lovely Sally, has written in, she says, "Hello, Kellyanne, you and Caroline have such a good rapport."
Ooh.
We're both blushing.
Kermit, gulp.
You're... It's very kind, isn't it? You're both a pleasure to listen to amongst so much awfulness. The blushing continues. My latest find, it's been a long time, is Fisk, an Australian TV series, which is hilarious. It's about a very non-glam probate lawyer and her clients who are on the stranger side of society. It's a very gentle comedy. It's on Netflix and ITVX, I might add. And there's a dog in it too. Best wishes, Sally.
Well done, Sally. I too have discovered Fisk and it's miraculous. It got me through a very cold and rainy weekend a couple of months ago and I thoroughly endorse your recommendation. Well spotted.
Now take us to the archive.
So this is on the back of Archie, which, as I said, is a feast for those people who enjoy a little bit of Hollywood nostalgia. And I thought, what else is of that kind of era and standard? And I found Michael Parkinson on the iPlayer talking to Hollywood women. And the list tells you everything you need to know. Bette Davis, Raquel Welch, Bette Midler, Lauren Bacall, Ingrid Bergman and Miss Piggy. There is nobody missing from this list. So I think it's just, again, a wallow in an age that's gone now. I mean, I think nobody really is that grand in Hollywood. I think they're a bit better at faking looking quite down to earth and normal. We all see them walking along the street carrying their coffees, don't they? They're always carrying coffee on their way back from their yoga class. I do not think that that is the glamour from yesteryear. I think Bette Davis would never have been seen dead walking from her yoga class with a coffee. But this is from an era gone by and it's Michael Parkinson chatting to Hollywood women on iPlayer.
Well, that sounds utterly delightful and one to get lost in over the weekend. Now, that's all from us this week. Of course, do write in podcast@radiotimes.com and we will make sure to read out your recommendation. Until next week,
happy viewing!